And at 12 minutes past 9 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, it's time once again for the Dwell Properties Sports Bite, brought to you proudly by Dwell Properties, the gated estate specialists.
It's a Tuesday morning, and after the Easter weekend, it's time for the Dwell Properties Sports Bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists. And what an Easter weekend it was here on the North Coast, filled with the three S's of sunshine, sea, and of course, sport. We'll kick it off with some Formula One action on the weekend, hosted in Saudi Arabia. Max Verstappen was on pole position but couldn't handle it into the first corner. Went off the track and was handed a 5-second penalty, and that's all that Oscar Piastri needed to lead from the first pit stop all the way to the finish, handing Oscar Piastri victory and moving him to the top of the driver's standings ahead of teammate Lando Norris and Max Verstappen. We've got a three-way fight for the title this year, and boy, it's getting exciting. Moving on to some football action in, over in England, Liverpool edged out Leicester 1-0 to move just 3 points shy of lifting the Premier League title. What a victory that was, and what a celebration it's going to be when Liverpool can finally be crowned Premier League champions. Man United's form again, dismal in the Premier League, losing 1-0 at home to Wolves. And Arsenal, well, they'll keep the pressure on for second place with a 4-0 hammering of Ipswich. On the golf front, South Africa's a forgotten boy a little bit, Garrick Higgo. He won again on tour, winning the Corrales Championships in the Dominican Republic. A great result after his opposing opposition finished bogey, bogey, bogey to hand him victory and put him back on the winner's podium. On the PGA Tour, Justin Thomas won the RBC Heritage, winning himself a beautiful tweed jacket. Way too hot to wear that here in KZN. Moving on to rugby, and of course the URC had a full weekend of fixtures. The Bulls, again, the performance team of South African rugby. They beat Munster. Stormers got a victory, 34-29 against Connacht. But unfortunately, the Lions lost at home to Benetton. Our Sharks, our beloved Sharks, they scored an 81st-minute try from Mazoko Mapipi to beat Edinburgh. What a victory that was. Tensions were certainly running high in that game. Players trying to take it out on Eben Etzebeth. Of all the players you want to fight, he certainly isn't the man. This leaves the Bulls in third position and the Sharks in fourth on the log, just behind Glasgow and Leinster. So really all to play for in the URC. And then, of course, Easter weekend can mean one thing and one thing only, schoolboy Easter rugby festivals. And boy, were there a lot of them this weekend. So some select results from the weekend at the Kersney Festival. DHS and Westville won all three of their games during the festival. Glenwood with two wins and a draw. And then Kersney won two of their games, and they showed great potential. At the Cares Festival in Joburg, Northwood travelled up to Joburg and they'll be returning with two victories as well as one against Cares. A great performance from the Northwood boys there, playing some very expansive rugby. At the St. Stithians Festival, Markelaas and Clifton had mixed results. And then finally at the St. John's Festival in Johannesburg, Hilton were outstanding performers, while Maritzburg College also came home with a couple of victories. Well done to all the KZN schools for outstanding festival performances. And it's always great to be based here in KZN, where you get to be part of the Easter Rugby Festivals. It was another great long weekend. And that's it for the Dwell Sports Bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists on KZN's beautiful North Coast.